Welcome to Continuum's weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me is Ty St. Julian, and today we'll be featuring one instrument specifically, and that is the Renaissance flute. The flute from the Renaissance is quite different than our modern-day metal flute that you see in the symphony orchestras and also used for solo performances. The flutes in the Renaissance were similar to the recorders at that time. They were made out of wood, and rather than the way recorders were blown on the top or the head of that instrument, like you were blowing a whistle, the flutes, as the modern flute is, you do blow it over a hole, and it's similar to trying to get the sound out of a Coca-Cola bottle when you blow over the top of the bottle. That's the same thing as the way the Renaissance flute, or any flute, operates. The ensemble that will be playing the Renaissance flutes, and by the way, they're all made of wood, is called the Zephyrus Flutes, and named after the Greek god of the west wind. And the CD that we have is entitled Pierre Antoniot, Chanson Musicale of Paris, 1533. I always thought Pierre Antoniot was a composer, but that's quite different, and Thais will tell us about that.
Pierre Antoniot, born in 1494, was a French music printer, active in Paris during his lifetime. Antoniot is considered to be the first large-scale publisher of single-impression, removable type for music printing, thus making it possible to print faster and cheaper than his predecessors. One of his major works is the Chanson Musicale, published in Paris in 1533, containing vocal melodies and dances popular during that period. We'll be presenting a major portion of that work today, performed on Renaissance flutes, hence the title of our program.
And we'll begin with 9 selections from Pierre Antoniot's Chanson Musicale, again performed by Zephyrus Flutes.
Thank you.
and ending our first selection from Pierre Antignon's Chanson Musicale with a lute solo. And I forgot to mention that we will have intermittent lute solos along with the Renaissance flutes. The flutes you heard, we had three tenor flutes in D and a bass flute in G. The interesting thing is the bass flute is about 4 feet long, and obviously you have to have long arms to play the flute. And the members playing, headed by Nancy Haddon, who is a very talented lady and very, very well known in the early music repertoire and ensembles. And then Elizabeth Walker, Isabel St. Marie, David Hatcher, and the lute is played by Jacob Herringman. And our program today is called Renaissance Flutes. And we're going to continue with melodies. This is continuing from the Pierre Antignon Chanson Musicale. We'll play melodies 10 through 18 now, featuring Zephyr's flutes. Thank you. melodies 10 through 18 from the Chanson Musicale of Pierre Antignon. We have time for just one more short piece from that collection of pieces, and Thais will tell us what it is.
I will. The piece is Amours, Amours by Nicolas Gambert.
Ending with that one melody from the Chanson Musicale of Paris, 1533, by Pierre Antignon. Hope you've enjoyed it, and hope you've enjoyed Zephyr's Flutes. Excellent ensemble.
Thank you for joining us today as we presented the music of Pierre Antignon. And we look forward to having you again with us soon. Take care.